Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Trump administration is imposing new sanctions against Turkish leaders, including the country's ministers of defense and interior, that in response to the military assault on Kurdish allies in Syria. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the punitive measures are effective immediately. NPR's Franco Ordonez has more.
This will certainly impact Turkey's economy, but it's unclear what substantial impact it will have in terms of the conflict. Mnuchin says it's not too late, but some lawmakers say the damage is already done. More than 800 ISIS fighters have escaped a prison camp in northern Syria, and the trust is largely under question.
NPR's Franco Ordonez reporting. Former National Security Council official Fiona Hill gave nearly 10 hours of testimony in a closed-door session on Monday. The session was held by House Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin left the hearing and spoke to reporters.
She was a remarkably thorough and authoritative witness who had truly amazing powers of recall of particular events and particular meetings.
Hill's testimony came 3 days after former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch told lawmakers that she was recalled from Kiev after false claims were made against her. Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden has unveiled a plan to reform government ethics amid unsubstantiated accusations about his son's involvement in foreign companies. NPR's Asma Khalid reports that Biden's plan is aimed at ensuring that presidents cannot use their office for personal gain.
Joe Biden is trying to refocus the ethics debate squarely on President Trump. Biden says that Trump has abused the presidency to enrich himself, and he refers to the Trump presidency as the most corrupt administration in modern history. Biden pledges that if he's elected, no future president will be able to abuse the office of the presidency for personal gain. He plans to bar lobbying by foreign governments and introduce a constitutional amendment to publicly finance elections. His plan comes a day ahead of the next Democratic debate and a day after news that his son Hunter would be stepping down from the board of directors of a Chinese-backed private equity firm. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
A memorial honoring children who died in Rapid City, India, boarding school has held on Native American Day in South Dakota. Organizers have spent years researching the facility's history. A white police officer in Fort Worth accused of fatally shooting a black woman in her home resigned Monday. Aaron Dia is now charged with murder. You're listening to NPR News. Tens of thousands of pro-democracy activists rallied in Hong Kong Monday in the first legal protest since emergency laws were imposed earlier this month. Some demonstrators wore face masks in defiance of a ban that carries penalties of up to 1 year in jail. Some of them have pleaded for U.S. intervention. Police in Hong Kong say a homemade remote-controlled explosive device detonated during violent protests that were held there on Sunday. The unrest began in June over a controversial extradition bill, but grievances now include allegations of police brutality. In South Dakota, a memorial honoring children who died in the Rapid City Indian Boarding School was held on Native American Day. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's China Lockett has more.
Heather Dawn Thompson reads the names of 45 deceased children.
Infant Naomi Goings, Sue, unknown, August 6th, 1920.
Children carry signs with those names over land that housed the 1,200-acre boarding school until the 1930s. 69-year-old Violet Catches only recently found the plot where her grandmother is buried. Mabel Holy was 18 when she died in 1901. Catches says her name was misspelled on the headstone. There are still children buried here, some in unmarked graves. For NPR News, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower in Monday's trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 29 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index lost 8, and the S&P 500 edged 4 points lower. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.